Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting second. The right fielder, Robin Jennings. Batting third. The first baseman, Mark Grace. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Luis Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting seventh. The catcher, Scott Servais. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Sanchez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Traxel. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Traxel. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Royce Clayton. Batting second. The center fielder, Ray Lankford. Batting third. The left fielder, Ron Gant. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Brian Jordan. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Mabry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Pignazzi. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Luis Alicia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Todd Stottlemyre. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Todd Stottlemyre. And now, play ball. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McRae strikes out. One out. Robin Jennings is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jennings hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alicia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Grace strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Clayton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Clayton. The throw from Servais and he is safe. Clayton steals second. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lankford strikes out. One out. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gant strikes out. Two outs. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Magadan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Gant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Magadan strikes out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sandberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gant. Sandberg reaches second base with a double. Scott Servais is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Servais strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gaetti strikes out. Servais drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gaetti out. One out. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mabry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Pignazzi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sanchez hits a line drive into left field. Gant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Traxel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traxel hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alicia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Scott Bullitt now playing center field. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alicia strikes out. Servais drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Alicia out. One out. Todd Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stottlemyre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clayton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clayton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lankford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lankford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Robin Jennings is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jennings is 0-for-1 in the game. Jennings hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jordan. Jennings reaches second base with a double. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alicia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magadan is 0-for-1 in the game. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gant is 0-for-1 in the game. Gant hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jordan is 0-for-1 in the game. Jordan hits a line drive beyond third. Magadan can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Gant moves to third. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Jordan. The throw from Servais and he is safe. Jordan steals second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mabry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mabry hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gant tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Jordan moves to third. Gaetti moves to second. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pignazzi is 0-for-1 in the game. Pignazzi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jordan scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Alicia is 0-for-1 in the game. Alicia is walked intentionally. Todd Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 0-for-1 in the game. Stottlemyre hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gaetti scores. Alicia moves to third. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Clayton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Clayton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sandberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Servais is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Servais is 0-for-1 in the game. Servais hits a pop-up towards first. Mabry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanchez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lankford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lankford strikes out. One out. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gant is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gant strikes out. Two outs. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jordan is hit by the pitch. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grace scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gaetti for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Brant Brown pinch hits for Steve Traxel. Brant Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Bullitt batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bullitt hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Jennings batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jennings is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jennings hits a fly ball into right field. Jordan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kent Bottenfield now pitching. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mabry is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mabry hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pignazzi is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Pignazzi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alicia is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alicia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bottenfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mabry moves to second. Todd Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Stottlemyre bunts towards the mound. Bottenfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Mabry moves to third. Alicia moves to second. Two outs. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clayton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Clayton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bottenfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grace is 0 for 2 in the game. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field. Gant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan is 0 for 2 in the game. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grace moves to second. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. Scott Servais is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Servais is 0 for 2 in the game. Servais hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Grace scores. Sandberg moves to second. It's 4-1, Cardinals. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanchez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Campbell now pitching. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lankford is 0 for 3 in the game. Lankford hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gant is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gant hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Cardinals. Brian Jordan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jordan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Jordan takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jordan moves to third. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mabry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mabry strikes out. Two outs. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pignazzi is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pignazzi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Brooks Kieschnick pinch hits for Mike Campbell. Brooks Kieschnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kieschnick hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tony Foss is now pitching. David Bell now playing third base. Doug Glanville pinch hits for Scott Bullitt. Doug Glanville is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Glanville hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kieschnick moves to second. Ozzie Timmons pinch hits for Robin Jennings. Ozzie Timmons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Timmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Kieschnick moves to third. One out. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Grace is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Grace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mabry scoops it up and throws to first, with Fosses covering, for the out. Kieschnick scores. Timmins moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-2, Cardinals. Leo Gomez pinch hits for Luis Gonzalez. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Doug Glanville now playing center field. Ozzie Timmins now playing left field. Jim Bullinger now pitching. Brooks Kieschnick now playing right. Phi Luis Alicia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alicia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alicia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grace scoops it up and throws to first, with Bullinger covering, for the out. One out. Willie McGee pinch hits for David Bell. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Clayton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Clayton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Gallego now playing third base. Dave Magadan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Magadan is 0 for 3 in the game. Magadan takes first base on ball 4. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Scott Servais is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Servais is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Servais hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Cardinals. Tyler Houston pinch hits for Ray Sanchez. Tyler Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mabry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Houston for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.